Can you tell me the topic or the title for your case study?
Topic is From Homeless to Housed.
Okay, thank you. All right, so who are the main characters and people involved in this story?
So the main character is somebody who's been sofa surfing in Kingston following a relationship breakdown and loss of income. And the other people are Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness, the Benefits Agency, and the Job Centre.
All right, thank you. Yeah. And the time of this study?
So this is during the period of this annual review between 2014 and 15, or leading up to 2014-15, but starting 3 years ago.
Okay, thank you. So you've told me the supporting characters.
Yeah.
Thank you. So could you tell me the middle part of the story then, problems and challenges and the needs?
This person came to KCAH for advice and was seen by one of the advisors who explained some possibilities within the benefits system that would enable the person to get some regular source of income, at least in the short term. And it was also explained to them that it might be possible for the person to be temporarily housed in the JOLE project, and maybe, or the YMCA, and if they were then settled in one of those locations, they might at a later date be able to move into supported people housing. So the person needed, of course, above all else, to have somewhere to sleep and live, but they also needed some stability in their life and to experience less pressure from the fact of being both homeless and out of work and not having a regular income.
Okay, thank you. And so what difference did your service make? What was the outcome?
The KCAH advisor in the housing advice service helped the person get onto some benefits, put them on a referral list for the JOLE project, which houses up to 14 people temporarily. And as explained to the person concerned, there wasn't a place available immediately at the JOLE project, but a place did become available about 2-3 weeks later, and the individual moved into the JOLE project. They then benefited enormously from having somewhere semi-permanent to live, of being able to mix with a group of people, both in similar situations, but a group of people who are also being supportive, along with the manager of the project, the JOLE project, and volunteers who provided support, but also meals, because nutrition was a key part of enabling this person to get back into a degree of stability and reduce their level of anxiety. And then after this person had stayed at the JOLE project for 3-4 months, they were then ready to be able to move into supported people housing through Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness, which is for a maximum of 2 years. So there is always pressure on the individual to get to a point where they're going to have some stable income, ideally employment, within that two-year period. Because if they don't secure that income or employment, they would still have to move on after 2 years. Fortunately, this individual, with, again, support from KCAH and using the job club at KCAH, made a number of applications. Initially, he wasn't successful, but after a period of time, he got better at making applications and got some interviews and did eventually get a job, which wasn't on 0 hours contract, and enabled him to secure a regular income. So before the end of the 2 years that he had within the supported people housing home, he was in a position with further support to be able to rent a flat privately. And he's retained his job and is now flourishing and making new relationships in his new home.
So to summarise that, what's the key positive message of your story that communicates something about the homelessness service?
That it's possible for KCH to help people who are homeless or potentially at risk of being homeless to get back into permanent accommodation and back into work and secure a regular income and put their lives back, move away from a life of chaos, which is what many people experience as they go into homelessness, but to move back into a life of reasonable stability where they can make relationships with other people and the community again and contribute.
Yep. And what's your call to action?
Call to action is that the organisation always needs more funding to enable this to happen. Sometimes to enable people to have a second or third chance to get back into mainstream society.
Mm.
So the organisation depends considerably on individual and donations and donations from local churches and faith groups. So if you can help, please do.
Thank you very much.